On the phone with us right now is our Wednesday Warrior. I guess that's going to be your new nickname, Doug. It's the Wednesday Warrior.
All right.
You were talking about Magic the Gathering a couple weeks ago, so it just made me think about it. It's Doug Cataldo. He is from the Huntley Area Public Library. Doug, how are you doing today?
Fantastic, as always. Mike, thanks for having me.
All right. Well, we got some stuff going on here. We're getting towards the end of April here, getting close to May, maybe like another month or a couple days left of school, and things are getting heated up there. What's going on at the library right now?
It's all about the money this week, Mike.
It's about the money?
All about the money. It's
okay.
Money Smart Week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You know about Money Smart Week?
No, I don't. What is
it?
All right.
Every week, usually it's the third week in April. State of Illinois, other states have Money Smart Week.
Wow.
And what basically happens there is we do a series of programming on how to help people manage their money. And it kind of kicked off on April 20th with our senior coffee. We had Sheldon Clark from Edward Jones here, and he did a wills and trust program. It was so popular that we had to add a second one.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So we don't know the exact date and time yet, but obviously if you check our social media and our website, you'll be able to find out when that second one's going to be scheduled. But we have two other programs that are really geared for Money Smart Week that will help people out that are looking for some financial and financial assistance and some assistance as far as identity theft and things like that.
Okay.
Now, the first one's called Safety Net, Protecting Yourself Online. It takes place on April 23rd, and it's basically just helping people learn safe practices for the Internet. You know, a lot of people, they buy things online, they search for things online, they put in their information, and they're not sure if it's safe, but they do it anyway. And I don't know why, but it happens.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have an IT professional in here that's going to present an eye-opening look at all the dangers that exist online and show you exactly how you can protect yourself against unwelcome Internet intruders. And that's whether you're clicking on emails that you're not sure who they're from, or entering information on a site that maybe isn't safeguarded or protected. Everything that you can think of that you want to know about trying to keep your identity and yourself and your money safe online, you're going to learn in this course.
Wow, that sounds pretty cool. That's pretty useful information there.
I think so. I mean, you know, a lot. We hear a lot of stories, unfortunately, about people that, you know, they kind of get baited by the, you know, the Prince of Zimbabwe needs $20 million. you hear that, but you hear it. It's really sad. It makes me really sad.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
I'm an IT guy too, and you know, that's the thing that I try to warn people about. Listen, if you don't know who that email is from, and you're clicking links in that email, you got to really be careful because you don't know what you're clicking on. And even though the link may say something like www.walmart.com or something like that, it could very well be spoofed to be something else. And I'm not saying it's coming from Walmart. I'm just saying that some people are unscrupulous. They do things that unfortunately result in identity theft
right.
and money theft. And you've got to be careful. This is a good way to help protect yourself.
Awesome. And you said you had another program this week for
yeah,
Money Smart
you know,
Week?
The other thing that a lot of people don't have a lot of information about is their credit score.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
If they go for a loan or they go for a second mortgage and they you know, their credit is upset and they don't know. And also we found that people that are having online protection issues also may not have a good credit score because something may have happened to their credit that they don't even know about. And we get a lot of that, believe it or not. We hear that a lot. So we're going to have a personal banker from Castle Bank come in, and they're going to talk what's contained in your credit report, how credit bureau information companies generate a score, and how the impact your score, what impact your score has on getting an actual loan. So that's good information, I think, too, especially, you know, for younger people maybe that, you know, had credit problems and they want to learn how to repair it, for older people that may not have checked it in a while and want to see where they stand. I think it's a great class to come in. That's Saturday, April 25th, 10 a.m. If they want to come in, all they got to do is register at our reference desk, our information desk. It's extension 21.
That sounds awesome. So we got identity theft tomorrow and credit scores on Saturday this week for Money Smart Week at the library.
That's it.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Doug. Always a pleasure. We'll be talking to you next Wednesday.
Sounds good. I'll talk to you soon, Mike.
All right. Thank you.